Archers for the week, 7th to 12th of July, 2002.
Peggy's rediscovering old skills.
Enough mixers through.
Oh, plenty for a Sunday night. It's usually quite quiet.
What about the Shires?
Well, Kirsty said they put a new barrel on at lunchtime.
Oh, good. So, Susan's getting quite anxious then.
Well, it's all she can talk about at the moment.
And she's got nothing else lined up afterwards.
Well, no.
So, once the surgery closes...
That's it, more or less.
Oh, it must be worrying for her. Yeah, bar doesn't look too bad, does it?
No, it's fine.
I imagine it's quite a chunk of their income.
Oh, it is. The only consolation is Dr. Hathaway's asked her to stay on for an extra week when it closes.
What for?
Well, tying up loose ends, making sure all the medical records are in place, that sort of thing, she said.
But one extra week's salary won't go very far.
No, what with Neil's income being up and down so much.
And she doesn't do that many hours in the shop.
Well, that's what she liked about being a receptionist. It gave her some security.
Oh, it's such a pity we're losing the surgery. Oh, ashtrays for the ploughman.
No, I've taken them through already.
Evening.
Oh, thanks, Betty.
Hello, love.
Ah, now, Roy, let me guess. Lager?
Oh, correct.
A bottle of pills?
No, a pint of draft.
Oh. I'll see to him, Peggy.
No, no, it's all right.
Here you go, Mum. Thought you might like to watch these sometime.
Oh, Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers?
The musicals.
I know what they are.
Which ones have you got?
Top Hat.
And Carefree.
They're two of my favourites.
Well, what are you doing with them?
Well, Caroline lent them to me.
He does that lovely routine with the golf clubs in Carefree, doesn't he?
Yeah, that's the one.
You asked to borrow them?
No, of course not.
I was going to say, they're not your usual sort of film.
It's for the Backer Dinner Dance.
Backer?
Borsetshire Amateur Cricket Association.
Oh, yeah.
No, I told you, Caroline's put me in charge as part of me training.
Yeah.
Jack wants us to go. When is it, Roy?
29th of August. And they want the old dude to have a 1930s feel.
Oh, what a nice idea.
Oh, no, not you as well. I've had Ailey singing all day.
Oh, you're not telling me she likes Fred Astaire.
There you are.
Oh, cheers. Yeah, she loved watching these. I was supposed to be taking notes, you know. Ideas on style and presentation for the dance.
Now, which button is it?
Do you want me to do that?
It's all right. I've got it.
Couldn't keep still. Had her feet going non-stop. And then this morning, she's had thieves dancing all over.
I'll try and watch them if I get time. Thanks.
Oh, Caroline's in no rush to have them back.
And that makes three.
Oh, ta. Must be strange for you, doing this.
No, not at all.
Well, it's less than 10 years since Peggy's old pub.
Yeah, must be longer than that since you worked here, though.
Yes, it's been a while. But I'm gradually getting into the swing again.
Well, it's like falling off a bicycle, isn't it? You never forget. No, hang on.
I can manage everything except the till.
Oh, I thought that'd be easy.
Oh, I'm sure it knows what it's doing. Trouble is, I never do.
I was coming to clean the filter.
My responsibility. I should have done it after milking.
Oh, you only got landed with that because of cricket.
In which case, the least you can do is win.
Yeah, well, Holland are pretty good this year, you know.
Is Pip keeping an eye on Ben?
Dad's up with the kids.
He's still here?
Mm. Yep. Mum's got some WI business, so he thought he'd hang on.
Can you put the filter back in? It saves me reaching.
Yeah, sure.
Is curry all right for supper?
Yeah, suits me.
Got a couple to shove in the microwave.
Right. Oh! Loads of cobwebs up here.
We could do with getting the ladder in and having a really good clean.
Yeah, I'll say.
I reckon there's rust on one of the cross pieces as well.
I'll have a look later.
I saw Jennifer when I was buying supper.
Debbie says that she's been quite low since Kate went back.
She didn't seem too bright.
Oh, damn, I can't do the rust tonight. I've still got to look at the Herefords.
Don't worry, it'll keep. It's only a tiny patch.
One more job on the list.
She had one piece of good news, though.
Oh, what's that?
Her publisher wants to take her to dinner. She thought that was a good sign.
Sounds like it. What kind of curry?
Chicken korma.
Ooh.
Are you doing the Herefords before or after?
Well, I ought to do it before, but I'm starving.
Go on, I'll come up with you. Won't take long.
Not bad.
Oh, that was nothing special.
Well, Mr. Booth seemed impressed.
If you can't make a black and tan without spilling a drop, you shouldn't be behind a bar.
Oh, it's not just Mr. Booth. There's been plenty of nice comments about you serving again.
Joe Grundy paid me a compliment, of course, but you can guess why.
Yeah, he gets free pint then.
No, he didn't.
No, people are honestly pleased to see you back here, Peggy.
Who's that? Hello?
It's only me.
Oh, it's Fallon.
I wasn't expecting to see her all week.
She's staying with her dad, isn't she?
She's meant to be.
Well, that's funny, then.
Do you mind if I pop upstairs for a moment?
No, go ahead. We're quiet enough in here.
Fallon? Hello? Is everything all right, dear? Is anything the matter?
No, Mrs. Bully.
Got to collect something?
No, not exactly.
Can I come in?
Yeah, all right.
I didn't expect to see you, that's all. You're all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Oh, you've got your case as well.
Oh, yeah, there's been a change of plan.
Oh?
I'm not staying with my dad this week.
Why not?
Well, I can't, not anymore.
But he agreed with your
mother. Yeah, no, he has a bit of luck since then.
Luck?
Yeah, his band got a last-minute booking. There was a cancellation.
Oh.
It's great. 2 months tour in the South Coast.
You mean...
Yeah, it's had to shoot off.
Straight away?
This afternoon.
Well, that doesn't seem very fair.
Well, he had to. He's supporting these blokes that... Well, never heard of them, but Dad says they were famous in the 60s.
Oh, all the same.
Well, it's not his fault. He needs the money. Plus, the exposure won't do his band any harm.
But what does he expect you to do?
Well, he said I could stay with his girlfriend, but we don't get on that well.
So you've come back here?
Yeah. Don't worry, it won't be in the way.
That's not what I'm worried about.
I'll be out most of the time anyway.
And what about overnight? You can't stay here then.
Why not?
All on your own.
That doesn't bother me.
I've got a much better idea.
Yeah?
Come to the lodge till your mum and Sid get back.
I'm sorry?
Be our guest for the week.
Oh, that's really kind of you, Mrs. Willie, but...
I'm sure you'd hit it off with Bill and Ben.
Bill and Ben?
Our cats. You won't be lonely. Oh. And, of course, there's always Jack.
Oh, no. No, I couldn't possibly. Thanks.
Why not? You'd be rattling round like a pea in a drum here.
But, yeah, but...
Now, don't be polite. We'd love to have you to stay.
Oh, that's really kind of you, but I don't sleep well in strange houses.
No?
No, and some cat set me off sneezing. It's terrible.
You might not be allergic to Bill and...
No,
Ben.
Really. Honestly, I'm best staying here.
But don't you think...
Honestly, you... Mrs. Willie, it's very nice of you, but I'll be okay, really.
Careful. She's a bit agitated.
Oh, I don't blame her. Let's have a look at your girl.
I'll just raise a foot. There you are, girl.
Well, she's looking in pretty good nick.
Okay, pass me the rope.
We'll have to watch they don't put on too much condition.
Yeah, don't want to get caught out like that again.
How's that? Nice and tight?
Should be.
Right, let's just see if it's tender. Oh, blood!
Careful.
Ooh. Right, that hurts then.
I'd get out if I got a stone stuck in me hoof.
See if we can get it out then.
Okay, girl. Won't be long.
That's it.
Maybe she picked it up on the track.
Yeah, could have been anywhere.
Have you got it?
Nearly.
So much for a quick look at the Herefords.
It'll have taken the best part of an hour by the time we've finished. There you are, girl.
You going to pare away some of that overgrown horn?
Yeah, might as well. But I'm starting to hallucinate, Carrie.
There's a pile of washing to sort afterwards.
Oh, I'll leave it till tomorrow.
I can't. I need the whole day for the accounts.
I'll give you a hand.
And the kitchen's in such a state.
Oh, love, forget it. Tidiness is a grossly overrated virtue.
I meant to do it all this morning.
We're keeping on top, aren't we?
Just about.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Nearly done. You know, what we need is a student.
You doing a master's in house cleaning?
No, I'm serious. To help around the farm.
That's not such a bad idea.
Dad still does too much for us.
Yeah. Have you any idea why he's putting Molly in the Borsetshire Show?
He says he's always wanted to. This year he's finally got the time.
Fair enough.
There. She'll do. Can you pass us the spray, love?
There you go.
Thanks. We'll keep her in overnight, see how she is in the morning.
Right, let's get you untied, girl.
This'll do you the world of good.
Oh, Jack.
Oh, you can't beat a good football if you've been standing all night.
I'm perfectly all right.
Are you sure? I put lots of salts in the water.
The cup of tea was lovely, but I really don't want to soak my feet.
Oh.
Now, you must stop worrying about me working at the Bull.
But you've taken so much on.
Only for a week.
It's still very hard work.
And I'm enjoying it.
Oh, well, at least that's something.
The only thing I'm not happy about is leaving that poor girl there on her own.
You said you were very thorough locking up.
Oh, yes, I set all the alarms. I still don't feel comfortable about it.
Oh, it's a shame she didn't want to stay here.
It seemed the perfect answer.
Yeah. Although, I know what Fallon means. It's very unsettling staying in a strange house.
I suppose so. But it's so irresponsible of her father.
Yes, isn't it?
Poor girl must feel, well, unwanted.
Geraldine will be worried when she hears.
Of course she will. Really, there should be an adult with her.
Well, yes. A pub so vulnerable.
Especially if people know the landlord's away.
It's an awful thought. If anything happened to her...
We'd never forgive ourselves.
But what can we do about it, Peggy?
I know exactly what.
Do you?
I wonder what time it is in Nashville.
Ah, you're going to ask Sid and Jolene's advice.
I'm going to ask their permission.
Permission? For what?
To move into the Bull myself.
Oh. Are you sure?
Well, it's the only solution I can think of. Unless you can come up with something better.
Well, no, I can't.
And you don't mind being left on your own for a few days, do you?
No, not in a good cause. Although...
What?
Well, you'll have to tell me about the washing machine before you go.
Oh, now, don't worry about that. I'll pop home for a couple of hours every day.
And you're not to run yourself into the ground there.
I won't.
Actually, if you could leave some instructions for the cooker as well. It's very muddling, having a mini oven as well as a normal one.
Come and eat at the Bull, if you like.
Oh, is that all right?
Of course it is.
Oh, then that's settled. As long as Sid and Jolene approve.
And you honestly don't mind?
Well, of course not. We'd only spend all week worrying about Fallon otherwise.
That's what I thought.
And I'm sure she'll be glad of your company.
Jennifer and Brian have got separate plans for the evening.
I'm leaving it all in the fridge. Nothing elaborate, I'm afraid.
Oh, it sounds fine.
Plain chicken salad, that's all.
Good of you to bother, darling.
Oh, don't be silly, Brian. And you don't mind eating on your own?
No.
Oh, I've done the dressing you like.
Ah.
What are you looking for?
Knife sections and rivet. So Alice isn't going to be around?
No, she told us this morning.
Oh, yes. She's her friend.
If I've used too much mustard, there's shop-bought as well.
Jenny, don't worry about me. Oh, I've got them.
Oh, that's good.
Should be enough to see the combine through harvest.
Anyway, I hope the salad's all right.
Listen, you just concentrate on getting the best possible deal out of this chap.
Well, tonight isn't about getting a deal.
No, then why is he taking you out to dinner?
Well, I've got a feeling Alex wants to increase the initial print run.
Really?
Well, I can't be sure, but he's been very committed to the Ambridge Archive right from the start.
A man of sound judgment, then.
Brian.
Make sure you enjoy this evening, Jenny.
I am looking forward to it.
You deserve some fun. House has seemed quiet the last couple of days.
Yes, hasn't it? Oh, I keep thinking of Nolly, especially on the stairs.
She loved wriggling out, didn't she?
And then those great bursts of giggles when you picked her up.
I know.
Oh, I wonder how quickly she'll forget about being over here.
Well, who says she will?
Well, of course she will. She's too young to remember anything like that.
Nolly knows who her grandma is and how much fun she has with you.
She's growing up so fast, Brian, without us around.
Well, that's what the phone's for, isn't it?
Yes. And it was lovely talking to Kate yesterday.
You'll just have to do what she says and ring them more often.
Yes. Yes, I will. Now I really must make myself presentable.
Oh, I thought you had already.
Oh, I can't go out wearing this old thing.
You're looking very attractive.
My hair all over the place.
Jenny.
Yes?
Having dinner with your publisher, it is a purely professional matter, isn't it?
Of course it is.
How much? Oh, tip the whole tub in.
Right.
Thanks for picking it up.
You're lucky. It's the last flowers of sulphur they've got till Friday.
Ruth won't mind me pinching some of your sunflower oil. Didn't bring enough over.
No problem.
I only hope Molly appreciates all the effort.
Well, gotta keep her coat in condition.
When's the show?
The 5th of August.
There was something up about it in the Bull.
Oh, so that's where you got to. I thought you were a long time coming back.
No, I only popped in to look at the fixture list. There,
well, that's about right.
I'm not sure I'd want that slopped all over me.
Well, it softens her coat and stops her getting sunburn. Mm.
Did you know Peggy's moved in?
What, to the ball?
Yeah.
Well, I knew she was working there.
No, she's staying there all week now.
Isn't that rather beyond the call of duty?
Well, it's because Fallon's had to come back from her father's.
Oh?
Peggy doesn't want her stuck in the pub alone.
Oh, that's good of her.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure Fallon's too impressed. She didn't look a happy camper at all.
Mm. I thought you weren't using him anymore.
We're not.
Excellent. Two for the price of one.
Oh, hello, Kenton.
Hiya. Now, it's a big favour, but can either of you lend me a car this evening?
You've got a car there.
No, Lower Loxley Pool. Not available tonight.
Well, hard luck, mate. I need ours. In fact, I've got to get over to Home Farm now.
Oh, you're seeing Debbie about Hazard Hills?
Yeah, and getting a rough idea of when she's starting on our wheat. So, sorry, Canton.
See you, Dave. Dad, any chance?
It'd be very awkward.
It's important. I'm meeting up with some old friends in Borchester later. Dad, I can't keep asking Nigel and Elizabeth.
No?
No, I don't like to take advantage of their goodwill.
She'll be setting off for the next 15, 20 minutes, I guess.
So when will I see you?
I'll have a couple of things to sort out with the combine. Then I'll be straight over.
In that case, I'd better finish off in the kitchen.
Well, remember, I'm bringing the wine.
I was afraid you were phoning to cry off.
No, confirming.
It seems too easy. A whole evening together, no excuses needed.
We couldn't let the opportunity go by.
Don't worry, we won't.
So I'll see you in a little while.
Get here as soon as you can. Bye.
Bye.
Do you know where Debbie is, Brian?
Isn't she in the office?
No, just looked.
Well, still on her way back from Lower Wood, then. She wanted a recce of where we're combining tomorrow.
Oh, so she shouldn't be long?
Don't worry, she knows you're coming over.
Well, we'll be quick going through the figures. I know she wants to get home at a reasonable time.
A quiet night before the hard graft starts.
Yeah. And you're off somewhere yourself, I take it?
What makes you say that?
Well, I just saw Jennifer. She's looking very smart.
Oh, she's gadding off without me. She's seeing her publisher.
Oh, yeah. Ruth said something about that. Well, if you find yourself at a loose end, you can always come over.
Thanks, but, well, I expect I'll find something to do.
It's never-ending at this time of year, isn't it?
Isn't it just?
I've been clearing rust in the milking parlour. We've got a dodgy axle on one of our trailers. And that's before we even think about arrangements for getting the wheat in.
There are never enough hours in the day.
Now, I was saying to Ruth yesterday, what we need is a student.
Really?
Yeah, we definitely need another pair of hands at Brookfield.
Oh, well, I might be able to help then.
Well, you know someone?
The nephew, one of the guys I'm working with in Hungary.
Oh, yeah?
He's studying agriculture. Apparently, he's very keen to improve his English as well.
Oh, well, that sounds promising.
She's not used to having anyone else brush her.
Dad, if you don't want me to, just say so.
Well, it's very kind of you, but...
What?
Oh, be careful, that's all.
It's all right, I'm getting the hang of it. Aren't I, Molly?
Well, as long as you keep away from her ears, I'll do those with the cloth.
OK. So, what do you think?
Oh, to be honest, it's not very convenient running backwards and forwards to Lower Loxley.
OK, what if Titcomb drops me off at Glebe about 8 instead?
Oh,
but then I can take your car and bring it back first thing tomorrow.
Well, let's see if your mother needs it first.
Of course.
Oh, please, Kenton, let me.
Are you sure?
She can be very awkward with other people.
All right. Well, I've done the worst of it for you anyway.
No, it's all right, Molly. Matter of fact, we were talking about you last night.
Oh, nice to be noticed.
I'm afraid it wasn't that sort of conversation. Now, I don't want to sound critical...
But you're going to anyway.
Well, as your mother says, you've been home for quite a while.
I know.
And you still haven't settled to anything.
That's not fair, Dad.
Well, look what happened here.
That's hardly my fault.
No.
You know what Dave's like.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, he's a control freak. He'd have found fault with anyone in my place.
Well... Whatever the rights and wrongs of the matter, you need to think about your future.
That is exactly what I'm doing.
You've got to find a direction.
I know that, Dad, and if I had 5 minutes to myself, I'd do something about it.
Oh, surely you've plenty of time on your hands.
Anything but. Elizabeth's got me running all over.
Oh? Can you pass the cloth?
Yeah. I mean, they've got so much planned for the Lower Loxley Tercentenary. Here you go.
Thanks.
You know, antiques fairs, wine tasting, you name it, they want it to happen.
Well, naturally, they want to make a splash of 300 years.
It's all very well having big ideas. It's something else making them happen.
Now then, Molly.
Frankly, well, without wanting to make too much of it, I'm doing a lot of unpaid work.
Oh, you're helping them out.
Very much so. I mean, look, take what they've asked Cathy to do.
What's that?
Right the way through the celebrations, they want some 18th century dishes in the cafe.
Good girl. Well, that sounds a good idea.
It is, until you realise the work involved. You know, tracking down recipes, finding the most obscure ingredients.
Can I have the honour?
Yeah, you know, and Kathy, she simply can't do it all by herself, and Owen's not much use.
Thanks.
So, I've had to spend a lot of time with her, helping her get organised. I don't have a minute to myself.
Except for this evening.
I might have given the wrong impression about that, Dad. It's not really a social thing I'm going to.
No,
it's more, you know, re-establishing old networks, finding out where the business buzz is locally.
I see.
Because as soon as Nigel and Elizabeth can spare me, I'm going to get on with the rest of my life. Which is why I need the car tonight.
Thursday looks busy, but we should finish early on Friday.
Are you coming back in the afternoon?
Oh, no way. The company's paying for two nights' accommodation.
Cool, that's decent of them.
Yeah, it is for once. It's quite a swish place off Marble Arch, as it happens.
Oh. As long as you don't get lost in a sea of tourists.
I wasn't planning on seeing the sight.
No?
My idea was, if you've any free time on Friday...
Oh.
Say, Borchester Land happened to have a board meeting in London that afternoon?
I'm with you.
So?
It's a very appealing idea.
Isn't it? A decent hotel, all expenses paid.
Yes, only...
What?
I'm not sure how I'm fixed on Friday.
Surely you can make arrangements.
Well, perhaps, I don't know.
I thought it'd be a nice surprise for you.
It is. It's just... I've had trouble keeping track the last couple of weeks.
Keeping track?
What I'm doing and when. I mean, it's with having Kate over. It was lovely, of course, but rather an upheaval.
Not as bad as it might have been.
Oh, that. I don't know why I got in such a flap.
Don't let your food go cold.
She hadn't seen anything at the hotel.
That's what I thought. Have you had enough?
Well, it's super, but...
Leave it.
Would you mind?
No.
I can't stay too late anyway.
Was it the marinade?
No, the whole meal's very good.
Not that good, obviously.
I have a confession to make.
Oh?
I had a bite to eat before coming out.
What?
Jenny left something for me.
This took hours to prepare.
I'm sorry.
I had to go right round the market for the fennel.
It was stupid of me, but she'd been to so much trouble.
And I haven't.
I'm a typical farmer, Siobhan. Can't bear to see waste.
So, do you want a doggy bag for all that?
I'm sorry. Absolutely stupid of me.
I'll say.
I've not been on top of my game the past couple of days.
It's okay.
No.
I was pleased with how the lamb turned out, that's all.
What it is. On Friday, seeing Kate off, I couldn't wait for them all to get on the plane.
In case Kate had seen something?
Yes.
It's understandable, though.
But what a way for a father to feel.
Come on.
No, Siobhan, she's my daughter. And I wanted her to go away.
Sure. It's an awful situation.
I don't feel very proud of myself.
Well, it's not your fault.
Isn't it?
Falling in love has made life difficult for both of us. But that doesn't make you a bad father.
I certainly hope not.
Brian, it's obvious how much you love your children.
Of course I do.
Then don't be so hard on yourself. If you're not eating, how about some more wine? Go on.
All right.
You know, maybe coming to London's exactly what you need. Having a good time.
Maybe.
So will you please come down on Friday?
I can't promise.
Oh, Brian.
Look, I'll try my best, Chiffon. Really, I will.
Linda has a rude awakening.
I just never look at the
Eddie!
Oh, morning, Mrs. Snell.
Will you turn that racket off?
Sorry.
At once, please.
Oh, right.
Have you any idea how early it is?
Sorry, I haven't got my watch.
It's barely 7 o'clock.
Well, if I'm going to make any progress
Robert
on the
ticket... Robert and I were both fast asleep.
I haven't woken you up, have I?
Of course you have.
You heard me right over in the house.
Yes.
Oh, I am sorry.
Sorry is not good enough.
I didn't realise.
I've spoken to you about this before, Eddie.
Yes.
All the good it did.
And I took notice.
Huh?
That's precisely why I'm playing tapes, not the radio.
What?
No DJ, see? It's all the chatter that's so irritating, isn't it?
No, Eddie, it is not the DJs. It's the appalling level of noise.
Oh.
Robert woke up with such a start, he knocked over the bedside potpourri.
Sorry.
I've been picking up dried lavender for weeks.
Well, perhaps it was a little loud.
A little?
Only when I had my head stuck in disconnecting the greaser pipe, I could hardly hear it.
I don't care about the grease pipe.
Oh, it's ever so fiddly
to do. I want the digger moved.
And it will be.
At once.
Look, the thing is, I can't. Not at once.
Eddie.
Now, if you wait till I've sorted the
No.
replace the hoses...
That's not good enough.
I can't move it till then, Mrs. Snell. Honest, it won't shift.
Oh.
I can show you if you like.
Well, how long will it take to fix?
Oh, no more than a couple of... Oh, 3 or 4 days.
4 days?
And you needn't worry. The cassette recorder's going straight back in the house.
Is it?
No more Willie Nelson. No more Emmylou Harris.
No more horrible din.
I promise. You won't even know I'm working on it.
How disappointing.
Isn't it rotten? Taking your mother to dinner was a complete con.
I wouldn't put it that way.
Well, of course it was.
Well, it's quite smarmy, isn't it? Waiting until he's taken you out to break the bad news.
Oh, I wish he'd simply told me over the phone.
And there's no way he can publish it?
No.
I'm sure he could if he wanted to.
He is retiring, darling.
Well, then he shouldn't have taken on the archive in the first place.
Exactly.
He was going to keep going till Christmas, but then apparently there were one or two health issues, and the perfect cottage came up in Devon, so what else could he do?
Oh, you're more forgiving than I'd be.
I'm not the only writer he's let him down, and he feels terrible about it. He was very apologetic over dinner.
Oh, yeah, but you put so much work into it, Mum.
I can't pretend I'm not disappointed.
You should have said something when you got in last night.
I didn't want to bother you, and you were half asleep.
Well, that doesn't matter.
Oh, it's so annoying.
Oh, please, can we forget about it? I know you both mean well, but you're not making me feel any better.
Sure.
Now, how are we organising this?
Well, I'll go ahead in the Land Rover.
And then I'll follow on behind you, Debbie.
There shouldn't be too much traffic at this time.
Right, then. I'll get the combine started.
I mean, darling, why can't he suggest another publisher for you to approach?
Well, he did give me one or two names.
Oh, good. Any use to you?
There's an outfit in Felpersham, and he seemed to think quite highly of them.
Well, I bet they'd be delighted to take the project on.
There's no chance they'll publish it for months, though. I'll be the back of the queue.
Ah.
The whole point was to bring it out in Jubilee year. A snapshot of Ambridge.
Well, he's dealt with you very shabbily.
Oh, it isn't just the archive. It's, well, it's everything. It's Kate and Nolly.
Yes.
And you wouldn't know Alice is on holiday. She's hardly spent a minute at home.
Poor you.
Take no notice, Brian. I'm just having a bad day, that's all.
Good morning.
Morning.
I don't know if you're hungry.
Where's the orange?
I put it out already, dear, on the table.
You didn't have to.
Well, I heard you moving around.
I'm quite capable of getting my own breakfast.
Well, since I was in the kitchen anyway. I put a couple of rashers under for you as well.
I have toast and juice in the morning.
Oh.
That's what I always have.
Oh, I should have asked.
Blow up like a balloon if I have cooked breakfast.
I can't believe that. You've got such a trim figure.
Trim?
But then not everyone likes bacon and sausage sandwiches.
You've done sausages as well?
Only a couple.
Oh.
Now, don't worry. It's better to say no if you're counting the
calories. Well, if you've actually cooked them.
Well, everything's nearly done.
Well, it'd be stupid to waste it.
For sure.
As a one-off, that's all.
As long as you're not forcing yourself. Now, do you want to butter some bread?
Okay. But in future, I'll see to myself.
Of course.
And that goes for supper as well.
Whatever suits you best, dear.
Like, there was no need for you to stay up last night.
Oh, I wasn't waiting up for you.
No?
I couldn't get to sleep, that's all. Too many memories whirling round.
You weren't checking what time I came in?
Not at all. Is the bread ready?
Can you put the bacon to one side? Then I can cut the fat off.
Oh, that's a good idea.
When Mum's here, I come and go as I like.
Of course you do.
I am 17, Mrs. Woolley.
Mrs. Woolley sounds terribly formal. What about Peggy?
I don't need looking after.
I know that. You've got your own life to lead. But since I was making myself hot chocolate anyway...
Yeah. It's quite nice, actually. The cream and the sprinkles.
Yeah, will that do?
Thanks. But from now on...
We each do our own thing.
Yeah.
Now, would you like some tea? Or coffee?
Coffee, if you're putting the kettle on.
Must feel very odd having a stranger in the house.
Well, there's no sense in you being here, that's all.
Oh, I'm sure you've managed perfectly well on your own.
Well, so why not go home?
It's the pub Jack and I are worried about more than anything, Fallon.
But I'm around at night if anything happens.
Doesn't the thought worry you?
No, not with the alarms on.
Well, that doesn't always put people off.
No disrespect, Mrs. Willy, but what are you going to do if there's a break-in?
That's what Jack says.
Well?
Oh, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. Oh, do you mind if he comes round for tea?
I can do what he likes.
He's not very good at spending time on his own. I suggested he came round about 5 o'clock.
Doesn't bother me. I'll be out then.
Oh.
Seen some mates in Darrington.
Oh, well, if you're going to be out, I'll only do enough steak and chips for two.
Steak?
Fillet. And some onion rings.
Mm.
It's a coincidence, really. Your mum mentioned it was one of your favourite meals.
Well, I like all sorts.
And of course, Jack adores steak. Still, I should have asked before I bought so much.
You said, like, 5 o'clock?
Or a little later, if that's more convenient.
Well, I might be dropping in for half an hour about then, anyway.
Oh?
I'm getting changed to go out this evening.
So it might be worth cooking all the steak.
Well, you can do, if you like.
It's going very slowly.
Sorry?
I've only collected money from half a dozen rods.
Oh, never mind.
One chap says his mate's coming later. It's hardly worth hanging on for.
I'm not worried about the angling fees, Jenny.
No?
No. Now, there's nothing on the calendar, but I wanted to make sure. We're not busy on Friday evening, are we?
This Friday?
You haven't arranged for us to do anything?
I don't think so, no.
Well, we are now.
What?
Grey Gables. Family meal, 8 o'clock.
A family meal?
Debbie and Simon are all for it, and so's Jack. And you know what Alice is like about Jean-Paul's game pie.
You've arranged it with them already?
Everyone except Alice, yes.
When did you organise it all?
Well, I haven't organised anything.
Sounds as though you have.
I mentioned the idea to Debbie when we got the combine in place.
Oh, I wondered why you were looking so secretive.
I simply made a couple of calls when we got back.
And is there a particular reason for this meal?
I fancied a night out.
And that's it?
Yeah, pretty much. Jack was delighted. He sounds as though he's pining away without your mother around.
Oh, Brian.
So you approve?
Of course I do.
We'll all enjoy a get-together.
And it's nothing to do with me being down in the dumps this morning.
Well, that may have put the thought in my head.
Oh, you make me feel ashamed.
What on earth for?
Well, instead of moaning all the time, I should count my blessings, shouldn't I?
3 days max.
No.
2 days.
No.
I can get it finished in 2 days.
I want the digger moved now.
Oh, be reasonable, Mrs. Snow.
I tried being reasonable this morning.
And I've done what I promised, haven't I?
Huh?
The recorder, the tapes, everything's back in the house.
Yes, that's all very well.
That's what we agreed, isn't it?
But I hadn't realised then how much noise you can make without artificial assistance.
Oh, honest, I've tried to keep it right down this afternoon.
It's bad enough being woken so early this morning.
I apologise for that.
When I tried to restore my equilibrium with a brief nap in the garden after lunch.
Ah, well, I didn't think anyone would be sleeping this time of day.
I wasn't sleeping, Eddie. That's the point. As soon as I closed my eyes, I heard the most awful scream.
Ah.
Quite unnerving.
I caught myself in an awkward place with a locking door.
Only to be followed by a volley of the most appalling language.
You never heard all that.
Eddie, they would have heard you in Pennyhassett.
Well, it was very painful.
So I and most of the neighbourhood gathered.
I am sorry about that.
Nevertheless, I remained calm. I closed my eyes again, started to drift off, only to hear an even more frightful noise moments later.
I only had the one accident.
You were singing.
Oh.
At the top of your voice.
I'd finally freed the hose clamp. I was happy.
Well, I wasn't. It's the last straw, Eddie. The digger has got to go.
Ah, no, look, supposing
no,
I was
no,
to...
No ifs or buts. It's going.
It's all very well you saying
that. That is what I'm saying. It's non-negotiable.
How am I supposed to move it?
I don't know.
I've got the clutch out.
That's your problem, Eddie.
Oh, flipping heck.
But if it's not moving the paddock very, very soon, there is going to be some serious trouble.
Helping Debbie out, driving a trailer. I told
you again before you go. Have a great time. Enjoy yourself. Well, not too much without me. But I'll be missing you. Very much, Yvonne. Oh, dear. If only our lives weren't so complicated, eh? Anyway, take care. Bye.
Great. Thanks a lot, Brian.
Ruth's trying to be a good hostess, but there's a problem.
Have I brought you enough tubes?
Plenty, thanks. Haven't realised we'd run so low.
Easily done when the herd's drying off.
The last thing we want is infection creeping in. Right then, tea.
Oh, it's all right for some.
Oh.
He's having a blissful snooze.
I'll have to wake him in a little while.
No, hard luck, Ben.
If he sleeps too long in the afternoon, he doesn't settle at night.
Is there anything I can do?
I'm looking for mugs. I forgot to put the dishwasher on after lunch.
Ah, don't worry.
It's all right, we've got plenty of them. Clean costs extra, mind.
What's he like at night now?
Oh, no real bother. I get 6 hours clear after his last feed.
Oh, that's not bad.
And we've got a routine going during the day. Haven't we, Benjamin?
Yeah, which seems to agree with him.
Anything more happening with the conversion? I mean, when does the work start?
Well, there's still no guarantee it will. We've only just applied for change of use.
That won't be a problem, will it?
No, I don't think so.
Makes good sense to me. Having a vet surgery and stable side by side. Help yourself to milk.
Well, it'll certainly make life easier for Shula and me.
Oh, teaspoon.
Oh, no, it's all right. It's a perfectly good fork here.
We treat our guests well, don't we?
Oh, well, better than some. I was offered a coffee this morning. I didn't know whether to drink it or dip my boots in it.
As long as we're not the worst.
Do you want
Thanks. So you've been kept busy?
Not too bad.
Are you through the worst now?
You mean the fallout from Theo?
Well,
I seem to be. Touch wood.
These things are always 9-day wonders.
Still, it's another reason we want the conversion to go ahead. To put a clear line under the past.
That's true.
Lewis came over on Sunday for a chat about it. You know, he's really on the ball, that guy.
Nigel thinks he's first rate.
Yeah, he was very quick to pick up a couple of things I hadn't thought through.
Such as?
Well, we'll need completely separate access to the surgery for a start.
To steer your patients away from the horse muck.
Well, there's that, and less disruption for the horses. But then, as Lewis pointed out, that's got implications for parking.
You've got the space there, haven't you?
Ah, yeah, but it's how we use it that matters. And he's got some very good ideas.
So, if you get the go-ahead, you'll use him?
I think he'd take it on. And we're happy to let him have a free hand.
Fingers crossed no one raises any objections to the change of use, then.
Absolutely. You know, I'm almost daring to feel hopeful about the future.
So you should.
It's as though at last I'm getting back on course.
You've been through a tough time.
I was up at Home Farm earlier.
Yeah?
Routine vaccinations, that's all. But for the first time in ages, I realised I was enjoying work again.
That's good. You didn't see Usha up there?
Usha? No.
She was meant to be advising Jennifer on websites.
Really?
I was surprised myself.
I didn't have Jennifer down as a computer buff.
She's not. It's for her great Ambridge archive.
Oh, that?
She had some bloke ready to publish it, but he's retired. Usha told her to put it on the web.
Come to that, I didn't think Usha got on with the Aldridges.
It's Brian she's had run-ins with. She gets on fine with Jennifer.
Oh, right.
And as Jennifer was worried she'd need all sorts of training, she's offered to give a hand.
There's nothing much to designing a basic site.
Waking up by yourself, eh? Good boy. It'll save all her hard work going to waste.
Well, the net would be the perfect place for an archive.
Ready for action, you Mac.
She can keep updating it if she likes.
I'm waiting for Phil to make a website for Molly. He's that obsessed with her.
Oh, yeah, getting her ready for the Borsetshire show.
He's in the orchard now. He spends every spare minute with her at the moment.
No, I heard he's been taking it seriously.
Just a bit. Hey, you're hungry, aren't you?
Actually, I wouldn't mind seeing the famous porker again myself while I'm here.
Hey, what are you after?
Nothing.
Come on, Eddie.
I see you near the compost doing, that's all.
Hey?
Got to take good care of it.
You've been wandering all over.
How come you're not turfing?
I finished early, so what are you up to?
Nothing. Just seeing I've got the heap in the best place.
Oh, you ain't going to move it.
Didn't say that.
We don't want to be any nearer the house.
No, that's what I've decided, you know.
It doesn't bother us where it is, much.
You're quite right. It's staying there.
Yeah, well, make sure it does.
I was going to call in on you, as a matter of fact.
What for?
Have you been in the ball this week?
No.
God, it's like a time warp, seeing Mrs. Woolley behind the bar.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you left all that behind years ago.
Oh, I might be going in there this evening.
That's what I was going to suggest.
Yeah, all right. I don't fancy staying in.
No?
I bet he's having a night in front of the telly. He's got some old movies to watch.
A couple of pints and a bit of a natter then?
Yeah, okay. I'll see you down there. About 7:30.
No, tell you what. We'll go down together. I'll be dropping by again later.
150 years ago.
Yeah, that's right.
And they didn't even mention it at the Jubilee parties.
Well, perhaps it's not quite such an important landmark.
Oh, it's interesting, though.
Joseph Tully was the man.
What, the first to breed middle whites?
Yes, up in Keighley. Without him, there'd be no Molly.
Oh, she's looking in great condition.
Not too bad, I suppose.
And she's responsive to training?
Oh, very.
Oh, they're intelligent animals.
Well, she seems to enjoy it.
I presume it's all bat and board wear.
Oh, someone starting out might have to use a board.
I thought it was standard.
Oh, once you know how to handle your animal, you don't need to restrict its vision.
All right.
Light tap on the shoulder's all that's needed.
Hello, the fan club's on its way.
Not Josh again.
Well, Ruth said she might bring him over.
That boy's pig mad. Well, and his sister when she's around.
Taking after their grandfather, then.
Josh begged me, Phil, and I didn't have the heart to say no.
Oh, well, you're all right. Molly's due for a walk round. Aren't you, girl?
I don't know what Ben'll make of it, mind. Not too close to her, Josh.
Emma, up you get. Come on.
Well, I've got to admit, I wanted to see the great beast in action myself.
She's an impressive animal.
Do you want the bat?
Please. Ah, thanks.
You're about to witness an expert in action.
Now, look, I'm getting used to walking in a circle, so we're going to head round the Bramleys.
Which are...
Those two.
And then come back through the Worcester Pear Mains.
Sounds tricky.
No, not at all. Go on, girl. Go on.
Stay next to me, Josh. We'll watch Grandad go round from here.
That's it.
Don't get too excited.
Well, I can't blame him. Man and pig in perfect harmony. It's quite a sight.
Mike?
Hey, you haven't seen my wallet, have you, Betty?
No.
I thought I left it in here.
Mike!
What? You don't have to turn it off.
You make a better door than a window.
Oh, sorry, was in the way.
Oh, don't worry about it.
You haven't any idea where it is.
Have you tried your jacket?
No, it's not there.
Well, sorry then, love.
Hang on. I changed my jeans, didn't I?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I did. As soon as I come in, I'll be upstairs.
Oh, good.
Yeah, of course it is.
Panic over, then.
Yeah. Which one's this, then?
Top hat.
You're going to watch them both tonight.
Well, I was going to try.
Yeah, it's good of you helping Roy out.
He just thought I might enjoy them, that's all.
Oh, is that what he told you? He wants some brainwaves on style from you, more like.
Well, he's taking this dance very seriously, isn't he?
Yeah, feeling the responsibility, I reckon.
Well, you've got to have the right look for that sort of evening.
Pity they're such boring films.
Who says they're boring?
Well, black and white ones. All a bit of a dead loss.
Some of them are all right.
It ain't the same as the real thing, though.
I know they're old-fashioned, but all the same...
Yeah, when I was a nipper, we booed if they slipped a black and white film into the programme.
Oh, the Saturday Morning Club.
Yeah, now that was something special.
Oh, yeah, I used to really enjoy that, even after Mum and Dad had got a television.
Cartoon, newsreel and a serial. Oh, you couldn't beat it.
I love the curtains.
Eh?
Well, they were red velvet. In front of the screen.
Oh.
Lovely and long. Now, it was magical the way they used to swish back before the film started.
And that's what you went to the flicks for?
Well, you knew you were somewhere special if they had curtains like that.
Always more interested in the gunfights.
You still are.
Well, I like a film to have something going on.
Lots of bloodshed, mostly.
No, a proper story. I mean, that's what's wrong with films like this.
Well, anyway, what do you know about Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers?
Seen bits and pieces. The stories ain't real enough.
Why? What's wrong with them?
Well... I mean, some bloke sees a woman he fancies, and what does he do? He starts tap dancing in front of her.
Yeah, well,
I mean, it's very likely, is it?
It's only a fantasy.
It's unbelievable.
Who I'm sorry, I forgot Terminator was a documentary.
Look, all I'm saying is, the musicals were all right in their day, but we've moved on since.
Well, it certainly was a different world.
Yeah, of course it was, totally unrealistic. So if you get bored watching them, come down and join us.
Oh, I don't know, Mike.
Now, do you good have a night at the other side of the bar?
Well, thanks for the offer, but now I've started watching, I might as well finish.
Oh, suit yourself. Oh, no!
Oh, what on earth's that?
Flaming cheek!
Who's that?
I knew he was up to something.
Who is it, Mike?
Eddie, who else? Oi, Eddie! What are you playing at?
Evening, Mike.
You made our blimmin' windows shake.
Oh, sorry, came closer than I meant.
What's that digger doing here, anyway?
I'm killing two birds with one stone.
How are you?
Since we were meeting up any road, I thought I might as well drop this off at the same time.
Drop it off?
Yeah, it's going to be here for the next few days.
Hey, says who? Oh,
I couldn't help noticing this afternoon. Neil's got nothing on this patch. Perfect for it.
Perfect? You made our house rattle.
Ah, there's still some fine tuning to do on the engine.
You ain't kidding.
It'll run a lot quieter there.
Yeah, but it shouldn't be here in the first place.
I've got to keep it somewhere.
And Neil's agreed to this?
Yeah.
Oh, has he?
I mean, I haven't actually asked him in detail.
Well, what have you said to him?
As it happens, he was out when I tried to get hold of him.
So he doesn't know nothing about it?
I'm going to tell him the first opportunity I get.
Not good enough, Eddie. You can't leave it here.
Why not?
Because of the racket when you're coming in and out.
It's got to go somewhere.
Of course it has. Back to the paddock.
Ah, well, now then.
What?
That's a problem.
What is?
Mrs. Snell's not prepared to be reasonable.
You mean she told you to sling your hook?
We had a minor disagreement about the terms of my keeping it there.
Oh, minor, eh?
But if she's not happy, then as a matter of principle, I won't impose it. So I've moved it.
Oh, well then, as a matter of principle, you can move it back again. Because I'm not happy either.
Different case though, Mike. As you pointed out, it's Neil's land, isn't it?
Yeah, it's my house, you're thundering past.
Well, once or twice a day at most.
I don't want it happening at all.
Once it's tuned up, you won't notice.
Well, of course we will.
No, Mike, I swear. I'll be so careful, you won't even know that I'm here.
Nigel's got a point to make to Kenton.
Do you realise that?
Yes, of course.
We don't have pool cars here.
As such?
Not as such, Kenton, not at all.
But if I need to go somewhere on Lower Loxley business...
Then come see me or Lizzie.
The hurdle maker's confirmed.
Good.
I was simply trying to save time.
Well, you didn't. Dickon was in a real lather when he couldn't find the estate.
Well, sorry if I trod on anyone's toes.
And then there was Haley's car the other day.
Oh, she's not still on about that, is she?
Have you any idea how angry she was?
Yeah, she expressed herself pretty fully on the subject.
The car's part of her package here.
Did you get back to the clay pots, man?
Not yet.
Yeah, well, she shouldn't have left the keys in if she didn't want anyone to use it.
Nigel!
He's next on the list.
And Kathy was completely stuck.
I didn't know Kathy asked you to go hearing off.
No, she didn't. But I could see how frustrated she was.
Oh?
Yeah, well, on the one hand, she's being pushed to come up with these 18th century recipes.
No one's pushing her.
It was Kathy's idea in the first place.
Mmm, historical food in the cafe, her contribution to the tercentenary. Yeah,
and she's enjoying working with Owen on it. But without fresh nutmeg, she couldn't make the syllabub.
So you took Haley's car all the way to Borchester for some nutmeg?
That was the main reason.
There's another mountain of emails, Justin.
Anything important?
Oh, okay, I did a couple of things on my own account while I was there, but...
Will Best pulling out of the country fair.
Who?
Will Best, handcrafted wrought iron.
Oh, not this lovely garden thing.
Yeah, that's the man.
Oh, blast.
Well, he's good, is he?
Excellent. And Nigel's right about transport, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Is there anyone else we can get in?
No one is good. Ask me another time. I'll fix you up with something.
OK.
Then we'll have to go back to the master list and start looking for a replacement.
And don't forget the clay pots man.
The country fair's the last week of the celebrations, right?
That's it.
So, the antiques fair is the first week in August, then it's...
The wine tasting and beer festival.
Followed by classic cars and carriages, then the country fair, is that right?
It's all on the leaflets, Kenton.
Yeah, I know, I never seem to have one when people ask me.
What people?
Well, visitors in the grounds. There's a lot of interest in the tercentenary.
And there should be. We've put enough work into it.
Well, for some reason, they always come up to me about it.
Here. Yeah. All the dates, all the events, right through August.
Oh, thanks. I'll keep it on me.
And if anyone asks, make sure they take a leaflet themselves. We've got literature all over.
Yeah, but you know how it is. People like the personal touch.
Do they?
I suppose it all helps.
Well, if there's nothing else I can do for you at the moment...
No, we're managing somehow, thank you.
I promised to give Kathy a hand.
That's nice of you.
She wants a guinea pig. She's made a white soup from a centuries-old recipe.
Well, enjoy it.
Well, I will try to.
He seems to be spending a lot of time with Kathy.
Oh, I don't think she minds.
No?
I know she was grateful for his company last week.
Wrought iron. Wrought iron.
The day Sid got married.
Well, that's understandable, I suppose. Did we have a second choice?
Oh, I can't honestly remember.
Ah, here's someone.
And you know what else we've got to do?
Lizzie, if your next sentence includes clay, pot and man again, I shan't be happy.
I'm not talking about him.
Good.
We need to finalise the guides.
Haven't we got enough volunteers yet?
We could do with a few more. The rota isn't fully covered.
We'll have to move fast. They'll need period costume like everyone else.
Alan, you wouldn't happen to know... Oh, sorry.
What?
Sorry, dear. I didn't realise you were listening to your music.
What do you want?
Sid told me he keeps the delivery diary in a drawer, but I can't remember which one.
I don't know.
Wouldn't be in here, would it?
I've no idea.
Don't mind if I have a look.
No.
I thought I'd take advantage of the quiet downstairs to see if we're expecting anything.
You're lucky the pub isn't empty. The face Mike Tucker's got on.
Ah, you saw him, did you?
When I went down for some crisps.
He's not very happy. Eddie's using Willow Farm as a car park, apparently.
Sid doesn't keep pub stuff in there, Mrs. Willie.
Peggy. No, you're right.
He probably meant the drawer and the phone table on the landing.
Oh, of course he did. You all right up here?
Yeah.
Only when Ed called round with the other boy...
Stu.
I thought you were going to go out.
No.
Oh.
Changed my mind.
Well, as long as you're quite happy by yourself.
I fancied a quiet night in.
Doesn't do any harm once in a while.
I've had an idea for the band.
Dross?
Yeah. I'm not sure how Ed and Stu will take it. So I thought I'd leave telling them for a while, that's all.
I love starlit nights.
Isn't it good to be out of the office?
Don't know where the time went. So much left to do.
We've done plenty. We should have stopped hours ago.
It'll be worth it, though.
I'll see. It's an anniversary worth marking.
George.
Hmm?
He'd make a perfect guide.
Oh, yes.
Especially if we use him by the wood in the treetop walk.
Good idea.
I'll contact him tomorrow.
Hmm. And tell him even an occasional day would be welcome.
What about giving Peggy a ring?
Think she'll be interested?
Well, I can imagine her having great fun dressing up.
Hmm. Oh. You're not cold, are you?
Well, not if you put your arms around me. Oh, that's nice.
Hayley's keen.
Isn't she?
She can't wait to get togged up as a Victorian nanny.
We should have brought out a notepad.
No, we shouldn't.
Well, forget all these ideas.
The point of coming out was to clear our heads, wasn't it?
Yes.
So?
All right. Only there is one more thing.
Lizzie?
It's all right. I know you don't like me going on about him.
Who?
CPM.
CPM?
Have you found out what facilities he needs?
Oh.
I mean, do these people have portable kilns? Does he need water?
Ah.
You forgot to ring him, didn't you, Nigel?
I fully intended to.
You're looking so embarrassed.
You can't possibly know that. It's far too dark.
I can feel you looking embarrassed.
First thing tomorrow, I'll phone the clay pot man.
Are we ever going to get everything organised?
Yes.
I suppose that's the benefit of having Kenton around. He's always willing to help.
He's got a very individual way of doing it.
I know. Still, it's useful if he's keeping the punters informed.
You know why so many people go up to him?
No.
It's the way he wanders around.
What do you mean?
I watched him this afternoon. A little wave and a nod to everybody.
That's Kenton, all right.
If you didn't know, you'd think he was Lord of the Manor.
Leave those, Fallon.
They're the last ones.
I'll wash them up in the morning. You've been working non-stop since closing time.
I get paid for clearing up during the holidays, Mrs. Willie.
How about sitting down?
What for?
Well, I'm sure I deserve a drink, don't you?
Yeah, OK.
There was just enough in the bottle for two glasses.
That's...
A Shiraz.
Oh, right. Thanks.
Your mum said you liked the occasional glass of wine.
Well, yeah, but I didn't think... Well...
We're in the family room, not the bar area, so...
Oh, yeah, we're not breaking any laws.
Well, cheers. And thanks for all your help.
It's all right.
I've always thought the Italians have the right attitude to alcohol.
What's that?
Let children try it if they're curious. Don't make a big issue of it.
Hmm. Mum's like that.
Stops it becoming forbidden fruit.
Yeah. Like, the more you're told not to do something, the more you want to try it.
Yeah. It's too easy to believe drink something special. I know that from experience.
Yeah?
My first husband was an alcoholic.
Oh.
I've been thinking about him a lot this week. He was called Jack as well.
He's the one you run the pub with?
Mm, yeah. Almost 20 years.
Not exactly the best place for an alcoholic to live.
Oh, he wasn't always that way. We had good times as well as bad here.
Yeah?
We enjoyed doing it up. Did you know the Ploughman's used to be two separate rooms?
No.
We had it made into a proper bar. And expanded the accommodation upstairs.
Oh, right.
We were so pleased when we finished. It felt like we were getting somewhere.
It didn't work out?
No. I don't know why. Some people can't stop. Even when they're hurting themselves.
It's weird, isn't it?
Perhaps it's just their personality.
Chaz is like that.
Your friend in the band?
Yeah. He's never said no to anything.
It's very sad what happened to him.
It was awful. And when it happened, me and Ed thought he was dying.
How dreadful for you.
And when he was in a coma, it was the worst week of my life, I swear.
At least he's pulled through.
Well, he'll never be completely the same. Not like before.
No?
That's why I was feeling grouchy earlier.
Because of Jezza?
Yeah. You can't remember the words anymore. Try songs.
Oh?
As a mate, I'd do anything for him, but if we're going to keep playing...
You can't keep him in the band.
I've started asking round, seeing if anyone else wants to sing with us. It feels so disloyal.
No.
Well, it's like we're letting him down just when he needs us.
But if he'd only humiliate
himself... Yeah, that's how I see it. I don't know if the others will, though.
As long as you make Jezza understand you're still his friend...
I'm scared he won't get that.
Even if he's angry at first, keep telling him till the message gets through.
Yeah, I suppose.
I don't envy you at all. The decisions you have to make these days. Friendships. All the things you might want to try.
Sometimes it's tricky.
It was bad enough when I was young. I remember having to make some hard choices myself.
Yeah?
During the bombing, we never knew if we'd live to see the next day.
That must have been so scary.
It was very tempting to say, what the heck, have a good time while you can.
Like, go for it.
Yes. Some of my friends did. Broke their hearts over some soldier they'd never see again.
But you didn't?
Oh, there was one GI. Con. He was special.
Yeah?
Well, I thought so anyway. Perhaps I was a year or two older than you, that's all.
Well, you fell in love with him?
I don't know. I remember him scorching his name into a pub ceiling.
What?
All the GIs did it. He gave me the lighter. He looked so handsome. So full of fun as he was doing it. Perhaps for a moment I did love him.
What happened?
He almost swept me off my feet. But something told me he wasn't the right one.
And that was it?
When I saw him again, not so very long ago, I knew I'd made the right decision. But it wasn't easy.
How do you ever know you're getting it right?
Very often you don't. Somehow you've got to keep your wits about you and still live life to the full.
That's exactly what I want to do. Trouble is, I don't always know how.
I don't know you very well, Fallon. But perhaps after this week, I've some idea.
I know I could have been, you know.
There's a lot of drive in you. Imagination. And great sensitivity towards your friends.
Oh.
So perhaps you stand a better chance than most.
Oh, right.
Well, now, if I'm going to be in a fit state tomorrow, it's time for bed.
Yeah. I'll be heading up in a minute.
Good night. Sleep well, dear.
Yeah, good night. Thanks, Peggy.
The Aldridges are gathering.
If Nolly makes cakes in it all the time.
Hmm?
5 currant buns in the baker's shop.
Oh, you got a real kick out of that, didn't you?
No.
Whenever Nolly was around, you were off.
She made me sing it.
Again and again.
Yes, well, that's what aunties do. How come we got here first?
It's good. We don't have to rush our pre-dinner drink.
Yeah, but we're never first.
You liked having her over.
Yeah, of course I did. That mad giggle of hers.
She's a nice little girl.
Yeah. Oh, and her eyes, when she sees something special, they get so big.
And she's not whiny. That's a big plus.
Yeah. Where is everyone?
They'll be here soon.
You see? You didn't need to hurry me.
Sorry. It was the shock of seeing you separated from the Combine.
Oh, I haven't been that bad.
No?
No.
I'm not going to see much of you over the weekend.
Well, weather permitting. So you'll have to make the most of me tonight.
Yeah. It's a pity Alice isn't coming.
Well, when you're 14, a meal with your family doesn't compete with a friend's party, does it?
I guess not.
Oh, hiya!
Hi, hey. Hey. Simon.
Hi. What can I get you, Jack?
Nothing, thanks.
You're sure?
Oh, certain. I'm not really drinking at the moment.
Have you got enough room there?
Oh, plenty, thanks. Okay.
I hear you enjoyed yourself last week.
Yes, a little too much, perhaps. Still, we gave Sid a good send-off.
When are they back, Sid and Jolene?
Tomorrow morning, if everything goes to plan.
How have you been managing without Peggy?
So-so.
Oh, you'll be glad to have her to yourself again.
Oh, yeah. To be honest, the lodge seems quite empty without her.
Oh, well, not long to go.
Oh, that's why I'm so pleased Brian suggested a get-together tonight.
He seemed very keen on the idea, didn't he?
Yeah, he was pretty insistent.
Oh, good.
What's that?
Roy's got a poster up already for the dinner dance.
Oh, yeah. Baca invites you to put on your top hat and tails. Baca?
Oh, it's a cricket thing.
Oh, but the dance is open to everyone. It'll be a very good night.
It should be at that price.
Well, you see, it's vital for funds. And they've got an excellent dance band. Uh-huh. Tommy Croker Jr.
Oh, yes.
Every bit as good as his father. Have you ever heard him, Simon?
I don't believe I have.
He doesn't turn up in Felpersham much.
Oh, but he plays all over. He's got a great following in the Netherlands, apparently.
Has he?
Hmm. Don't think he's got as far as Canada, though.
I guess we make do with a tribute band.
This is where you're all hiding.
Oh. Oh, hi, Dad.
Well, they're ready for us in the restaurant we want to go through.
Okay.
Oh.
No.
Ed.
No way.
Keep your voice down. We don't want the whole beer garden looking at us.
Well, then forget it, Fallon.
Why not? We need a vocalist.
Yeah,
so
but...
So what's wrong with me asking around?
Nothing.
Then what is your problem?
Well, as long as you don't ask around at college.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, because... Right, if Stu walks out when we drop Jazza, which I reckon he'll do...
We don't know that. Oh, shut up, Echo.
He will.
He might do.
Then I'm going to be the only one who's not at college.
So?
Well, then we'll become a doggy, geeky college band.
Oh, rubbish.
That doesn't rock.
I knew you'd be stupid about it.
And then you'll get rid of me.
No, we won't.
Because well, I haven't got enough GCSEs or something.
Oh, that's ridiculous,
No, right. And you'll make me take a test to stay in the band.
Oh, yeah, of course we will.
And you'll force me to get a doggy haircut.
Oh.
I'll call you college, mate.
Shh.
All we'll do is mess around with keyboards.
Shut up, Ed. All right, Jazz.
Hi. All right, mate.
Go on, sit down.
Here?
Yeah.
What about the attack dogs?
You're all right.
Go on.
I'm actually allowed in the bull garden.
Oh, not allowed, exactly.
What, then?
You can't see this table from the bar.
Well, Mrs. Woolley knows me and Fallon are out here. She even paid for our lemonade.
We just didn't tell her you were coming, too. Unfortunately, she knows your band.
Great.
Well, it's only Kirsty collecting glasses out here. She won't say anything.
Yeah, keep your head down. We'll be all right.
It's some kind of progress, I suppose. Yeah, you can have my lemonade. I wouldn't mind, actually. I've got a thirst on. Ta. How about you? That's all right. I brought Cam with me.
Ed?
What?
Well, that's taking advantage.
Well, she isn't going to know. Mrs. Willie, must have been a nightmare for you, Fallon.
What?
Having that old biddy snooping around all week.
No, actually, it wasn't too bad.
Can you imagine it, having her in the house?
Once you get to know her, she's all right, is Peggy.
Oh, Peggy now, is it?
Get that, Peggy.
Right, that's my mobile turned off.
You needn't worry about us.
Simon?
I didn't bring it in the end.
No, but what if the guy from Little Croxley phones?
He can leave a message.
Quite right.
Mobile's a confounded nuisance when you're trying to relax.
Yeah, but it's only this one call I'm expecting. You know, it's a Paul Simpson wants to know when we're starting
this party. It's
all
right, Debbie.
He wasn't around
earlier. Debbie, look, I'm sure it'll keep till the morning.
Well, of course it will.
Now, come on, house rules. Nobody's to mention work tonight.
I'll drink to that.
Can you give Simon a menu?
I didn't plan this evening, just so we can all talk shop.
Simon?
Thanks. No. We're doing it to cheer ourselves up, aren't we?
Jack,
Why do we need cheering up?
Well, I'm all in my lonesome at the lodge.
Not for much longer.
And I was so sorry to hear your bad news,
Look,
Jennifer.
That's not what the meal's about, Jack.
Oh, you mean my publisher backing out?
Yeah. That must be a real disappointment to you.
No, no. If anything, it's turned out to be a blessing in disguise. All day.
Yeah. Pathetic of me to get excited, innit?
No.
Well, if it's the first day you haven't dropped anything, that's great.
How sad am I?
No, it means, like, well, you're getting better.
Yeah.
The amazing McCreary. Watch me open a crisp packet all by myself.
Don't knock it, Jazz. And you're looking better as well, innit?
Yeah.
More like your old self.
Well, I'm never going to be that again, am I?
You look all right, Jazz, really.
Please tell me you've got more interesting news.
Ed, keep your cam under the table before you get noticed.
All right.
Spoke to Mum last night, all the way from Nashville, USA.
She having a good time?
She's loving it. Wishes the holiday weren't nearly over.
I wouldn't mind going to the States.
They've done all sorts. Mum says Sid's turning into a cowboy.
No chance of him staying over there permanently.
No, the Yanks wouldn't have him.
They're back tomorrow. They got me a present, but they won't say what it is.
Brad Pitt wrapped up. Nice.
Now you're talking.
I saw Oliver Sterling this morning.
Wow.
He's brought a bull.
Oh, how much excitement can you handle?
No, right, he wants me to go over and have a look.
A bull?
Yeah, it's a Charolais. He's using him on the suckler cows.
Oh, a Charolais, right.
Oh, I was worried working a bull.
No, it's really good. He's expanding his beef herd. Wants to see if he can make some money.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Well, there might be some work in it for me.
Oh, well, if it means you can pay your way once in a while.
No, I said I'd go over sometime, see what's going on.
So you'd be working for him?
Well, I reckon he's bound to need someone.
My ideal job, dodging cow paths.
Well, I don't mind. And if there's any spare work going, Jazz, you'll be the first to know.
Me? What good would I be?
Don't say that.
I'm serious.
Well, like you said, you're not so clumsy now.
That's right. You can work.
Yeah.
Well, if not for Oliver, for someone else.
I don't know.
Oh, come on, Jazz. You've got to believe in yourself.
You'll be earning dosh again in no time.
I don't like thinking about the future too much.
Clear off, Eccles!
I've lost my lager, you stupid bird!
Hang on to my glass. I didn't drop it.
Nice one, Jazz.
Yeah, nice one.
She'll get her treat tomorrow instead. Tell them where you're taking her, Brian.
The Transport Museum.
Oh. Not again.
Well, it's Alice's choice, and I can't argue.
She's very mechanics-minded, isn't she?
If you want to call in while you're in Felpersham, I'm going to be on my own all tomorrow. Well, we'll see.
There may not be time. Yeah, can you pass the water? I'm joining later on, and Alice and I both need some new summer clothes.
Shall I order another bottle?
So I'm looking to take a second mortgage.
When the waiter comes back, no rush.
Right. It's a brave man who takes wife and daughter shopping at the same time.
Right. I don't know how I got talked into it.
Hey, you offered.
Oh, did I?
Yes. My promise will be very reasonable. You spent quite enough on me this evening.
Not at all. Computers don't come cheap.
No, anything but.
Simple tax dodge. I'll be claiming for it.
Brian.
Well, it'll practically pay for itself in the end.
It was a very thoughtful gift. You getting the hang of it yet, Mum? Well, it's not so different from the office computer. And it's all the internet stuff that I've got to come to terms with.
And you're going to put the whole of your archive on the net?
Mm-hmm, that's the plan.
Sounds very ambitious.
I must say, I find the idea rather daunting at first.
Nonsense. You leapt at the challenge.
What software are you building your site with?
Oh, it's, Brian?
Oh, don't ask me. Usha, Gupta and Alice constitute the technical support.
Usha's been helping. Usha's been very good. She came up for a couple of hours the other day.
And Alice loves the idea of setting up a website.
I'm hoping it'll keep her in the house for more than 5 minutes at a time.
She showed me the page she did for her school site. She's pretty good.
Well, I'm relying on both of them to guide me through. Oh, Brian, Simon's not got any wine.
What? Are we hogging it all this end? Debbie, can you pass
it? It's still a pity, though, isn't it?
Give me a glass. Well, what is?
I mean, to start from scratch again.
Well, I don't have to.
No.
No, Usha tells me everything I've already word processed is transferable.
Oh. That'll be straightforward enough.
Thank
you. Oh, no, thanks. That's a stroke of luck, then, isn't it?
Well, there's no way Jenny was going to let it beat her. Dodgy publisher or not?
No, he wasn't dodgy.
Oh, well, he didn't treat you very fairly.
No, it's your father who's made me buck my ideas up.
It's nothing to do with me. Apart from having the sense to marry a girl with plenty of spirit all those years ago.
Oh, stop it, Brian.
How long's it going to take you, Mum?
Well, I'm not sure yet.
Will it be ready before the end of the year?
Well, Oh, I certainly hope so.
That was the original plan, wasn't it? To bring the archive out in Jubilee. Mm.
Yes, and that's what'll happen.
Who knows? If Her Majesty has a few spare minutes in front of her computer.
Well, that's the beauty of the web, isn't it?
Having royalty log on.
No, not royalty. It's open to everybody, wherever they are, like Kate and Madam.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Usha pointed it out to me. They'll both be able to access the archive whenever they like.
What a lovely idea.
Mm. And this might seem rather silly, but what I'm really looking forward to it. Oh, no.
Go on, Jenny.
Well, I found myself imagining when Nolly's old enough to use a computer.
Oh, yeah.
Mm, well, won't it be lovely? She can read all about this funny little village in England where she spent the first weeks of her life.
It'll stop her forgetting about us when she's not here.
I warn you now, she'll want the words and actions to five current buns on your site.
Sorry?
Take no notice of him. It's a super idea, Mum.
Perhaps they won't seem quite so far away then.
Yeah, but isn't that exactly the point with our family?
Yeah, what?
Well, it's never very easy getting all of us together in the same place at the same time.
Witness Alice tonight.
Yeah, but the distances don't matter.
Not in the end, no.
Perhaps we're just more adventurous than most families.
That's possible.
We like to get around. And so what? Ties are still all there, and they're very strong.
The Archers is written by Adrian Flynn, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Louise Gifford, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.